What you get, what you see is what you get. So not to be like that in real life. Hey, Scott, thanks, mate. Thanks for everything through the year, too, as well. Much appreciated.
Sounds good, man. Good.
Scott Lindsay, TV freak, and he'll be back next year. Don't you worry about that.
To get started with the ABC Listen app, find the App Store on your phone. Search for ABC Listen, tap the pink ABC Listen icon, and download it. Congratulations, now you've got ABC Radio in your pocket.
Morton with ABC News. Residents in South Australia are being told relief from hot and windy weather is on the way, and people in Victoria are being urged to stay vigilant with the extreme fire danger expected to ramp up. Patricia Tiano.
The Bureau of Meteorology has forecast a shift in extreme fire danger warning for South Australia as hot and dry westerly winds shift to central and eastern parts of the state. A cold front is expected to cross SA before weakening and moving into Victoria and New South Wales by the end of Boxing Day. Meanwhile, growing temperatures and high winds are expected to continue blanketing Victoria, where Country Fire Authority Chief Officer Jason Heffernan says residents should prioritise safety.
If you don't have to be in bushland areas, please don't. If you do live in a bushfire danger area, think about leaving.
All of Victoria will be under a total fire ban throughout Boxing Day.
Hundreds of Cyclone Tracy survivors and their descendants have gathered in Darwin to mark the 50th anniversary of the disaster. On Christmas Day in 1974, the tropical storm killed 66 people and destroyed 85% of homes in Darwin. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese attended the event at East Point Reserve, where a new memorial was unveiled. He says it's important for Australia to remember what happened that Christmas.
To the survivors, to your families, to those who we remember today, this is about you. It's about honouring you today for what you went through 50 years ago, but what you have continued to contribute to rebuild.
Support services over the last two decades that have assisted people impacted by the devastating 2004 Boxing Day tsunami have been praised for their efforts. The magnitude 9.1 quake struck deep in the Indian Ocean, just off Indonesia's west coast, killing nearly a quarter of a million people, including 26 Australians. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has acknowledged the devastation is still being felt by survivors, but says there's a silver lining to the tragedy.
For 20 years, survivors have lived with the weight of loss and the pain of memories, that one terrible day looming so large over all the others. For all of these people, we hold them in our hearts. Yet our hearts are also filled by what the disaster showed us of the human spirit. People followed the powerful instinct to help each other.
Russia says it's been contacted by Australia about its possible capture of an Australian fighting in Ukraine. This week, a hostage video showing Australian man Oscar Jenkins bound, beaten and interrogated by Russian forces in eastern Ukraine surfaced. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova says Russia fully intends to cooperate with investigation.
Yes, I can confirm that the Australian side has indeed contacted us on this issue, and the information about the detention and the detained Australian citizens is currently being verified. If there are facts that can be shared, we will definitely do so.
We know that this plane was supposed to be heading for the Chechen capital, Grozny, but was diverted due to fog. Now, the initial evidence suggests that actually this has nothing to do with the crash itself. The plane was diverted, but it then had to make an emergency landing at Aksau Airport. That's in the far southwest of Kazakhstan, right on the Caspian Sea. And there's very clear footage of what happened. You see the plane turn to make its final approach, line up with the runway, and then it proceeds to dive into the ground and miss the runway.
Refugees are supposed to begin returning home in the middle of next year.
His forward Australian quick, Captain Paxton, says he has full faith in fast bowler Scott Boland, who will play in the boxing bat test today against India at the end of the weekend. The 35-year-old Vic Jones comes in for the injured Josh Hazlewood, 19-year-old Sam Conquest, with the only other chance for the Australian team replacing Nathan McQueen. And Mitchell Boland, who made a spectacular test of the MCG in 2021 against England, is fine for another big performance.
He prepared really well. It was pretty awesome that, you know, even with a unfortunate injury like Josh, he can have someone like Scotty to come straight in soon. So.
You're up to date with the latest in ABC News. I'm Tim Wilson.
ABC Radio weather update.
Weather across Queensland into Boxing Day, partly cloudy in the north with some showers about, particularly along the north tropical coast. And there could be storms about the central west and southern interior between Hughenden and Cunnamulla, but mostly clear and sunny elsewhere. Severe heatwave conditions continue in parts of the northwest, and more are developing about the central west. Brisbane, clear and sunny with 19 degrees overnight and 30 degrees in the day.
On ABC Radio, you're with Michael Pavlich.
Very good morning. 4:05, 3:05 in Queensland, 1:05 in Western Australia, 4:25 in South Australia, 3:05 in the Northern Territory. We just did that the year in review for television. Coming up in a second, Keith Suter is going to join us and we're going to talk international affairs. Often a very popular segment with Keith Suter. Great to have him as part of the program. Very knowledgeable man. He's going to tell us about the year in review as far as international stories go. So there's plenty, as you can imagine, no shortage of material for Keith this morning. We'll get your thoughts as well on what you thought were some of the biggest stories on the international stage this year. That's coming up in around about 15 minutes. Before that, we're going to have to get a cover from Miss Cumberland this morning. We've got an interesting call for you. And later on, after next season, we'll talk about men's health. It's Boxing Day just kicks off today. And the Shane Warne Health Legacy is available for anybody who's going to that match today. It's available to a lot of people. We'll talk about that a little bit after news as well. The next news, I'd like to talk to you about Boxing Day. You're heading off somewhere for Boxing Day? You're jumping in the car? Not all, you've been in the car. Travelling somewhere, the roads just fill up with people exiting the city, heading down to the coast, around the country.